Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha with Daniel Eisberg. In Parsha's Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah mentioned earlier on in the Parsha, Parak Yutes Pasagimel, Ishimove Aviv Tiro Veshabsosai Tishmeru Ani Hashem Elokeichem. A man shall revere his mother and his father, Imove Aviv Tiro Veshabsosai Tishmeru, and my Shabbosos you should keep. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. And Chazal derived from this juxtaposition. Rashi quotes it's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Gemara in Yevamos, and various Midrashim. That Rashi says, "Semach Shmir Shabbos Mora Avaim." Lomar, this teaches you, "Sha'afal Pisha Hisarticha Amora Avaim." Even though I commanded you, I warned you regarding revering your father and mother. Im Omer Lacha, if he says to you, "Chilal Asa Shabbos," desecrate the Shabbos, violate Shabbos, Al Tishmu Lo, don't listen to him. Kain b'shar kol mitzos, and so too for other mitzos. Furthermore, he says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." So Rashi says, "I am Hashem, your God." You're in plural. Ata vavicha chayvin bichvodi. You and your father are obligated regarding my kavod, my honor. Levicha chal tishma lo levatel divrei. Therefore, don't listen to him to violate my words. So we see that this pasuk, the juxtaposition, teaches us that while one is certainly commanded to revere one's mother and father, Shabbos takes priority. If your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen. Interestingly, at the end of the parak, almost like sandwiching the parak, in Pasuk Lamed, we are told, Es Shabbosai Tishmaru, the same phrase. And my Shabbosos, you shall guard, you shall keep. Umikdashi Tira'u, and my sanctuary, my Mikdash, you shall revere. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Interestingly, Chazal derived from here. Rashi also quotes it. The Shabbos Sai Tishmoru Ein Binyan Mikdash Docha Shabbos. Building of the Mikdash is not Docha Shabbos. And this is also it's a Gemara in Yevamos and various Midrashim as well. Along with that, Yochel Yehi Binyan Beis Mikdash Docha Shabbos. I might think that the Beis Mikdash takes precedence over Shabbos. Tamalom or Shabbos Sai Tishmoru Mikdash Yitiro. No, the Torah teaches us over here that's not the case. One thing I'm not directly going to answer, but just what seems to be a little bit of a contradiction is just these two pasukim, when you see them side by side, it would seem that when it says, you shall revere your parents, but keep my Shabbosos, it seems like Shabbos is mentioned after revering parents, because you know, it's saying that despite the fact that you have a mitzvah of revering your parents, Shabbos takes priority. But in this pasuk, it says "Es Shabbos Tishmoru," and "Umikdashi Tiro." Over here, it says "My Shabbosos you shall keep, and my sanctuary you shall revere," which would possibly imply, based on the previous logic, that this takes priority, the mikdash takes priority. But Chazal learn it the opposite. It doesn't seem to be that the order makes a difference. It seems whenever we mention Shabbos, it takes priority. There are various resolutions to this contradiction. You can take a look at some of the Mefarshim and Rashi. Many of them address this. The Sechamim addresses it. The Maral and the Gur Aryeh suggests an answer, and so does Kli Yakar. So this is definitely definitely a lot of ink spilled over this seeming contradiction. But just a simple look at it is that we see the power of Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos. You know, you have other mitzvahs mentioned in the context of Shabbos, and Shabbos seems to win out all the time. But one other point I want to mention, I think it's worth noting, is that when we mentioned it with regarding Shabbos and revering one's parents, that really, Chazal say, all mitzvos, if parents command to do, parents are commanded in honoring God and keeping God's mitzvos. So if your parents tell you to violate the Torah, yes, you have to listen to your parents in general, but if they tell you to violate the Torah, you don't violate the Torah because they also have to keep the Torah. They don't have the authority to go get the Torah. So why is it that the Torah uses Shabbos for that example? Right? We derive from this juxtaposition, revering parents but keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is the symbol of mitzvos, and it seems to be. Shabbos is that super mitzvah that symbolizes the divine will. There's a Yalkut Shemoni regarding the pasuk of Esav Sadei Shemot Mikdash Yitiro. The Yalkut Shemoni says, interestingly, Ma Shabbos Lo Mishabbos Atayare, just like Shabbos, you're not afraid of Shabbos itself. Ella mi shapoked al Shabbos, rather the one who instructed us regarding Shabbos. Af mikdash, lo mi mikdash atayare. So too, from the mikdash, you shouldn't revere the mikdash itself. Ella mi shapoked al mikdash. So the Yaakov Shimoni derives from the juxtaposition of keeping Shabbos and revering the mikdash is that don't revere the building itself. It's the one who resides in the building and who commands us to live in, to enter and build and enter and work in the building. And we derive that from Shabbos because no one's afraid of a day itself. Obviously, it's what the day symbolizes. It's the day of the day that someone commanded us to do something that Hashem commanded us. So, from this midrash in the Yaakov Shimoni regarding the mikdash and Shabbos, we see that Shabbos is much more than just a day. It's the day that Hashem commanded us to do something, and it symbolizes honoring Hashem and our relationship with Hashem. And that's why we learn from here that if your father tells a Kohen to go get an object that's in the cemetery, he's not allowed to listen, because we're obligated in, we're all obligated in following what Hashem says, and parents don't have the authority to go against what Hashem says, because Shabbos is not just a day, it's not just a mitzvah, but it symbolizes the rest of Hashem, and therefore it draws a general principle. And that's an important thing for us to think about, is that, you know, we spend a lot of time thinking about the malachos and what we're not allowed to do and refraining from that, but also that this is a demonstration of honoring Hashem. There's a lot of talk in the world about, you know, taking a day to appreciate what you worked on and what you've built in the week, and to take a rest, to rejuvenate, to spend time with family. And that's all true, and those are all nice benefits. But the primary thing over here is that Shabbosai Tishmoru is that they are my Shabbosos. Shabbosai Tishmoru. These are my Shabbosos. I have commanded you to keep them. And it's not about Shabbos itself, but me Shepoked al Shabbos, who's the one who instructed Shabbos, that there's Hashem here. It's a day of connecting to Hashem. So as we enter into Shabbos, to remember that it's not just a day off, but it's a day of connection with Hashem, of honoring Hashem. And from here, we should increase our kavod Hashem that should be able to filter throughout the week and be expressed in fulfilling all the mitzvos.